If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at radiomd.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. I feel like I should do a Dr. Oz segment in case you missed it, going over everything we've covered in the 2 hours of the show. But I don't feel like I have enough time to do that because we've got so many other stories still to cover. But maybe I'll do it. I'll make a judgment in a few seconds. We do have a real age tip of the week. We're going to talk about, is there healthy fast food? One of the questions you asked. But first I want to talk about this. Only 3 in 10 Americans have HIV under control, according to a CDC report. That's right. There are 1.2 million infected people with HIV in the United States. And of those, only this is ridiculous. Only 360,000 of the 1.2 million were taking HIV drugs consistently enough to suppress the virus to very low levels, which would decrease the risk of transmitting it to others, as well as decrease their risk of dying it. 20% of the 1.2 million, 240,000, didn't know they were infected. 10% were prescribed anti-HIV medicines known as antiviral treatment, but were not getting the virus under control. And 66% had been diagnosed, but were not getting regular care. This is ridiculous. So they're infecting more people. And worse than that is, if you will, it risks chronic disease getting out of control, increasing costs to all of us. It's like our obesity epidemic. It's like people not taking their blood pressure medicines. What do we do about this? Do we just say, tough luck, this is society, will still pay? Or do we say, no, 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 you don't take your medicines, you don't get it under control, after 2 years, we're not going to pay, or you have to pay more? Or how do we do this? How do we do it as a society? That's really the major question, because if we don't do this, if we don't get it under control, this chronic disease stuff, diabetes, obesity, if we don't learn to manage stress, if we don't do physical activity, if we don't start eating right, and we keep the obesity up, we're not going to have money for anything else. No research, no jobs, no anything else. So this is a major problem. Are we going to spend it all on health care for people who aren't spending it on, who aren't caring enough about their own bodies to take a little control? And this is going to be a real major issue for us going forward. This is even people who were getting the medicines free. It's like the VA. At the VA, if you fill your prescription, if you get a blood pressure prescription, only 60% of the veterans who, and they get the drug free, only 60% fill it, and of those 60%, half don't take it the way it's prescribed. It's ridiculous. And so they get serious complications from high blood pressure that all of us pay for. And it seems to me that we've got to do something to get people to understand they've got to do it for themselves. They've got to be a little effort they put in, or else we're not going to have the society we care about. What did we cover today? LDL level you should shoot for, 50. You should get your vitamin D level checked if you're under 2 years of age. That is, you should check it, get it checked for your kid. If you're pregnant, or if you're over 65, in between, just take 2,000 international units of vitamin D2-3 a day. Get it from different manufacturers so you have at least 2 different brands you're taking, and then get your level measured if you care about it. Being overweight increases 400,000 cancers a year. 23% of the cancers in the United States thought due to being overweight, excess calories. E-cigarettes contain 10 times more carcinogens than regular cigarettes, according to a Japanese study. Fewer than the good news on cigarettes, fewer than 18% of American adults are smoking cigarettes, lowest level ever. The majority of the U.S. people think the gluten-free diet will boost health. Most of them, if it feels good, do it. If it doesn't feel good, don't do it. But the data are that only about 7% have intolerance to gluten. Can athletes be vegans? Yes. brown bag or cafeteria tray. Kids are not eating healthy. You need to get a half of a multivitamin morning and night for them to get healthier. Is plastic surgery a treatment for migraines? Yes. Carpal tunnel, the trigger of migraines seems to be, it's a brain disease, but it seems to be triggered by compression of arteries or nerves, and you can get that treated with Botox. And yes, the more permanent treatment is to a inexpensive surgical procedure that can be done by many more surgeons and many more times than it's being done. Only 2,000 or 3,000 people have gotten it done. Probably someplace around 15 million can get it done. As I said, the 13, if you will, the story 13 on my list is that calorie counts are coming to chain restaurants. We need them more. Gary Ginsberg saying that the EPA is trying to tighten the smog standards for good reason, that it is very toxic. And data from chronic fatigue syndrome patients means that they may have inflammation in their brain. And now let's go to the last tip of the week. And this is a question. A question was sent in by Katie via email. All the fast food places now have healthy entrees and salads, or so they claim. How healthy are they really? And the idea of healthy fast food, Katie, is a desire more devoutly to be wished than great sex or more mysterious than the contents of the McRib sandwich with its 70-plus ingredients. You can make the best choices for the environment, though. Order a salad, your environment. Order a salad, but be wary of the dressing choices. Be wary of cheese on it. Be wary of bacon bits on it. So get rid of those. Choose low-fat balsamic over creamy Caesar at Mickey D's, and watch out for healthy food chains that sneak in high sugar and fat, even in a smoothie. Our advice? Do fast food only when there's no other healthy choice. Pick a salad, use drive-thru, and keep muttering, you deserve the rewards of good, nutritious food, a bigger brain, snazzier sex life, and more energy. The real age benefit of eating a great diet as opposed to the worst diet you can have, about 27 years younger. That's a huge number. 27 years younger. It's the second biggest event in real age you can try. And that's the real age tip of the week. One more thing. We should tell you one of these great new discoveries, a smartwatch. You know them like the Apple Watch and the other things that you wear on your wrist. Well, it appears they can predict a seizure 20 minutes before it's happening. You may be able to inject some medicine to prevent it. And your friends can get notified of this so that they can help you not have a complication of that seizure, like hitting your head or seizing and hurting yourself in some way. And that's the wonderful news of the week. We've gone through a series of great news stories this week. I hope you've enjoyed it. Remember, you can take control. If you do the five healthy things, one of which is a waist less than half your height, another, control your blood pressure, control your LDL cholesterol, control your blood sugar, no cotinine, no tobacco products in your urine, you have less than a 20% chance than everyone else has of having chronic disease. Keep listening to Radio MD and stay well.
Itching, pain, and soreness during sex? General feelings of vaginal discomfort and dryness? You are not alone. Vaginal dryness is a very common condition that can profoundly affect your everyday life and your sex life. The dryness you are experiencing doesn't reflect your desire to have sex. There are tons of moisturizers and lubricants on the market today, but who wants to put harsh chemicals down there? Prevalief Oasis is an intimate moisturizer with natural ingredients. You don't need to fret over the hazardous chemicals in Prevalief Oasis Vagina Moisturizer. It's paraben-free, hormone-free, fragrance-free, and rapidly absorbing. It provides immediate comfort and relief. You can find out more information on the Prevalief Oasis product and all the great Prevalief products at Prevalief.com. Prevalief.com to stop your itching fast and find relief right now. Prevalief.
I'm a paramedic, and it may sound silly, but a lot of people are afraid to call me when they're experiencing chest pain, or to call 911 if they're with someone experiencing chest pain. You know why? Because they think it would be embarrassing if it were a false alarm. Instead, people risk permanent damage or death because they're afraid they might get a lecture. That's ridiculous. So if you have an uncomfortable pressure, fullness, squeezing, or pain in the center of the chest that lasts more than a few minutes, call me. If you have a pain that spreads to the shoulders, neck, or arms, call me. If you have any discomfort in your chest with lightheadedness, fainting, sweating, nausea, or shortness of breath, call me. If you have any of these symptoms or are with someone who does, dial 911 right away. And if it is a false alarm, I'm not going to give you a lecture. I'll be happy to see you. I would much rather treat someone who isn't having a heart attack than to try to save someone who is. To learn more about heart attack warning signs, call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA1 or visit us on the web at AmericanHeart.org.